You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is with us and offers this historical profile.
Among the most famous, contentious, brilliant, and controversial scientists in American history was the tortured genius Nikola Tesla. Born in the Austro-Hungarian Empire in 1856, Tesla was a native Serbian. He was considered to be a prodigy as a small child and exhibited several unusual characteristics. He was a voracious reader and possessed a perfect photographic memory. He had an analytical mind that leaned toward experimental physics and electrical engineering. He suffered from a lifelong struggle with a form of migraine headache that made him see flashes of light and sometimes visions. While in New York, he had a vision of his mother's death. He immediately booked passage to Europe and arrived in Serbia in time for her funeral. Often, his visions related to words or things that he had seen or thought that he had previously pondered. Sometimes the visions were of inventions that he had thought about but not built. He stated that they were in perfect clarity and scale so that he could then build them. Whether or not this is true, Tesla patented over 700 inventions. After attending the University of Graz, he moved to France and then to the United States, where he became an American citizen. His eccentricities, which were abundant, put him in conflict with several of his famous employers. He worked with Thomas Edison and assisted in the creation of direct current technology, although he believed it to be inferior. He was fired and then went to work for George Westinghouse, where he developed alternating current technology. He left Westinghouse and created the first of several private businesses. Tesla was celibate, thinking that sex and love would make his mind weak. He believed in eugenics, or selective breeding, to make people better, but not like the Nazis used the term. He was a vegetarian, and he thought that eating meat was barbarous. He loved pigeons and cats and detested jewelry. He had a particular phobia for anything with pearls. Some of these issues all but incapacitated him. He was most at ease when he worked on theoretical problems and engineered real-world answers for them. So, one might ask, what did he do? Tesla invented the first practical telephone, perfected the cathode ray tube used in televisions and monitors, the Tesla coil, fluorescent bulbs, the spark plug for the internal combustion engine, remote control radio transmitters and receivers, a bladeless turbine, the prototype for the Dyson fan sold today, and the first practical radio. Although Marconi was given the patent in 1904, the U.S. Supreme Court reversed the decision and awarded it to Tesla in 1943 after his death. Tesla was obsessed with ending war. He believed that if he could make a weapon that was so horrible that no country could counter it, war would end. During the 1930s, he worked on several projects. Among them, he created the first vertical takeoff and landing airplane, a death ray that he believed would destroy all internal combustion engines and perhaps drop soldiers dead in its path. The idea was to use massive electromagnetic beams to destroy anything in their path. Research along this idea still continues. He also created extremely low-frequency ELF transmitters and receivers that transmit using the earth instead of the air. It is used to communicate with submarines today. Tesla slipped into severe obsessive-compulsive order, fixating on the number 3. He developed heart problems and died of coronary thrombosis in January of 1943. The FBI declared all of his papers to be top secret. Nikola Tesla lived a brilliant but flawed life. In every way, he teaches us that history matters.